Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webber at StuWeb.com, and it is Sunday, August 14, 2022. And I've been in the process of moving for the past roughly 10 to 12 days, and I have three other previous radio shows to put on, but I have the honor here on this Sunday to have Joe on with me. And Joe, how are you today? Professor Joe.
Okay, we're here. We're not dead yet.
There you go. We're not dead yet. But folks, I did move from Kansas City, and I'm in a little dinky town in South Dakota. So we'll just put it that way. Anyway, Joe, go ahead. What's on the agenda? I've missed the news. I've missed everything for about 10 days. Seriously. I tried to get caught up this morning because of TV, etc. And I didn't realize we've got a hurricane going on. We've had flooding in St. Louis and apparently down in Kentucky. And what else has been going on?
Well, let's start with the weather.
Okay.
First, I refer everybody back to Dean Dane Williamson, geoengineeringwatch.org. And he came up with the phrase that was told to him, we, meaning the globalists, will burn down the West and drown the East. And that's exactly what's been going on now. In other words, drought in the West, oversaturation in the East, as in Kentucky and St. Louis. Now, it does not mean the entire West at one time, and it does not mean the entire East at one time. It means how they manipulate the jet air stream through high pressure systems, through heart, and through seeding. So it depends upon that and the variables that go along with that. Now, they can do things with it to be specific if they need to. But right now, it is, generally speaking, burn down the West, drown the East, Agenda 30. Now, that goes back to Agenda 21, which fits in, generally speaking, to the change in the demographics and where the population, particularly pushing the population into cities. But it must have with it, the biological weapon shot, which is called COVID, which is really an acronym. There is no such thing as a COVID virus. It is inserting into the person RNA, which will influence their DNA, which will influence their immune system, which will in turn influence their health.
Now, Joel. If I may, and you're correct about this, but if I may real quick, Fox News was reporting this morning that they have a Chinese whistleblower on there, a female, and she's saying that it was the lab over there in China that let this thing loose. I don't know. Have you heard anything on that?
Yes. In other words, it is a diversion.
Okay.
It is a diversion. Again, the development of the biological kill shot, and go to Google Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tenpenny, and get the explanation, and that will tell you. In other words, it was a diversion. It was not about a virus, because what's put into the person when they take the shot is an RNA changer. And how it is they do it, I don't know. But it is not an antivirus shot. They're having all kinds of injuries that are resulting from this, and there are all kinds of estimation as to the people who have perished from taking this biological shot.
I hear they got the bodies.
Okay, hang on. In other words, what it means is 80% of the United States has taken the shot, according to Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Those people will not be around in 5 years.
Now, they're stacking the bodies up outside the hospitals in Los Angeles.
Yes, there are reports of that that have come out. There are other people who are morticians that are saying we are absolutely overloaded, because what they're doing is if they're not burying the bodies, they are incinerating them. There goes the evidence, right?
Yes, cremation.
So cremation gets rid of the evidence, and this is why anything that comes along that diverts away from the idea of the kill shot is just a red herring. And for those of you that don't know what a red herring is, the tuna fishermen would put out a herring that would draw the tuna into a net. And that is what this is when you hear it was developed out of a bat cave. Well, who knows? But I can say that it is not an anti-vaccine. It is not. And so those that take it, well, listen to Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Tenpenny, and that is the key to it all, because they want to reduce the population. This is what Klaus Schwab has said. I'm not saying it. He said it. We want to bring down the population of the United States by 2025 to 100 million. So when you hear all of these political, military events, keep you focused on all the globalists has to do is sit back now, put their hands in their pocket, and people will drop like flies, and they will get what they want.
Now, the this shot is producing blood clots. They're actually a form of a worm or something, from what I've seen.
This is what they're called. What happens is your immune system overproduces spike proteins, which goes after whatever the disease that comes into you. What they do is that they fold improperly. This causes them to not be able to do what they're supposed to do, and it creates a blockage. It's called amyloids. And they kind of look like these cheese whips kind of thing. And they can be as thick as your little finger, but they build up with this tissue. And it looks like it's a blood clot, but it is not. And so what happens is, it interferes with your cardiovascular system, and then you get the repercussions. So the key on all of this, for the bringing about of the setback, all revolves around the kill shot. It should be called the murder shot. That's what it should be called. And we're not being told the number of people that have died. How many it is? Who knows? But I can say that there are people that I know of that have taken the shot, and they've had terrible, terrible reactions. So all they have to do when you say, well, China is going to invade the United States. Well, if that's so, well, all the Chinese have to do is sit back, let the shots take effect, walk in, take whatever they want, because there won't be anybody around. So pay attention to what Dr. Judy Mikovits says and Dr. Tenpenny. Google their names and then see what they have to say.
Now, besides the fact all these people are going to end up dead and are dying right and left within about a year, year and a half after they take the shot, they're croaking. This is the New World Order agenda. As Otis Johnson said, super spook. Told me, he said 2025, they saw in CERN over in Switzerland the super collider, the NSA, and he was NSA. He kept a safe during his shift from his home on a computer with 150 other people. He told me they saw in CERN, very accurate, they saw stars coming at us. They sent spaceships out, little saucers we had, that John Lear's dad built in the 50s. They sent those out, put little mini rockets on these different planets or these different meteors that were coming in here, and they diverted them. Starting around 2006 was the first one they moved. So he said that they saw between late 2021, which we passed, and 2025, that there would be two stars hit planet Earth. Two stars. They couldn't, they came around so fast around the sun, they couldn't stop them. That's Wormwood and its sister star that makes the water bitter. Talks about in Revelations 13. But he also said that a big fireball, six times the size of planet Earth, came swinging around the sun and it hit planet Earth by 2025. What do you think of that, Joe? Does this fit in with the time frame we're living in?
Well, this is where I don't know, because the thing that I do know are comments that are made on people that have seen what they call the looking glass, which is able to generate and see the future. And what I've just come to the conclusion myself, that what they're seeing are potentials. Potentials. In other words, all prophecy can be for sure, and some prophecy, well, it all depends. So I can't comment on that. I can only just simply say that, in my opinion, what Otis saw was potentials.
Okay.
Maybe it is the truth that will have what happened. Well, if it were to hit this fireball and hit the earth, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
New heaven, new earth.
That doesn't make sense, because earth is part of God's creation. Creation is always expanding. And what we have is we have the adversaries who are trying to interfere with that. Expansion. Creation. So, who knows? If you go back to Earth Chronicles by Sitchin, we found out that Sitchin was not just Sitchin. Sitchin was more than Sitchin, but there was a lot of things that were not correctly interpreted by his own abilities as a linguist. And so his theme was, at one time there was a planet that existed between the Earth and Mars, and it was called Tiamat. And the powers that be at the time became in conflict, and they destroyed the planet Tiamat, which became the asteroid belt. That is the remnant of that. Now, how far does this go back? Probably millions of years.
Okay.
Because there's more to the story about mankind than 6,000 years. And there is where the confusion is that people get hung up on, because they go by the biblical text in by tracing numerically the descendants from Adam. So, I'm not saying that it's not so. I'm saying that there's more to the story than what meets the eye.
Okay. Now, dispensationalism plays a very important role in this, doesn't it?
Well, dispensationalism was a creation, first of all, by Ignatius of Loyola's group called the Jesuits. Now, out of the seven founders of the Jesuits, four were Orthodox Jews, one of them being Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius of Loyola went to the Jewish bankers and got the money and creating the Jesuits. And for many, many years, like Malachi Martin, the Jesuits have ruled the Roman Catholic Rite since around, I would say, the late 1600s. The general has done that. And that is because by 1609, these Jewish banksters took over all of Europe and its banking system, and England by 1609. Therein lies where it's the head of the Hydra. So you have to take that into account. Like Lindsay Williams came up with his thing on the crisis, non-oil crisis route. He made friends with a higher CEO in Mobil, And he told Lindsay what was going to happen in the future, and that China was going to become the big one. How does a third world rate nation become all of a sudden within a few years this gigantic power? And that is because the big money by the big banksters went into China, and the big banksters, make no bones about it, they control China, not Jinli. He does not. They do. And all you have to do is put in Google, One Belt Road system. Think of a flower with one petal pointing to the northeast, one petal pointing to the northwest, one petal pointing towards the south, in the middle, Israel. To the northeast, that is China. To the northwest, Russia. To the south, Africa. And so, you asked that, when Klaus Schwab said, we control the world, he's not kidding, they do. Because why? So at this time, real quick, don't make a long one out of it, Stu. Tell them about Lee Kaneshiro, the Enslaw case, and Bill Hamilton. And then I'll pick it up in the
Bill Hamilton's case, it was the Enslaw. And it was investigated by Bill McCoy, who's dead. Bill worked with Terry Reid, myself, Terry Reid, that wrote the book, Clinton Bush and the CIA, Al Martin, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, and I helped get his book published, The Conspirators. And it's almartinrawl.com, but he is dead. Someone else is faking saying he's alive, but he's not. But Bill was a former inspector general at the Pentagon, deputy inspector general. Is very powerful. And when he murdered Kennedy, he chased Chichi Guantera to the Canadian border. And he knew he was involved with it. And he told him, said, Bill, you and your family would be dead 48 hours. You don't back off. So he said, well, I can always get this guy. Left him alone. But Bill ended up as a PI for everybody, including Enslaw, Private Tyree. He murdered his wife and blamed him. But they stole Bill's, the U.S. Department of Justice was going to use a software called Enslaw. Promise, they called it later, for the purpose of tracking white-collar criminals, such as savings and loan criminals like Leonard Millman and Keating and all of them. And it would track, say, oh, they broke a bank over here, they broke an SNL over here in Miami, and they broke one in Denver. And then the Denver's looking at it, and they got them right there in the software, and they know, oh, now we charge them with RICO, racketeering, get them on bigger charges. That's what it was designed for, to track white-collar criminals within the Justice Department. Now, the Justice Department promised to pay Bill Hamilton $200 million for his software. They never did do it. They just took the software and stole it from him. And Bush used it for his drug money laundering operations and everything else. And they hooked it up into our computer system, the United States government's phone system and internet system is not owned by the United States government. It's owned by an Israeli company. And they're doing massive spying on our government as a result of it. As an example, if you go to my website, StuWeb.com, on that top bar where it says cyber attacks against Stu Webb, scroll down on that page a little bit, look for Larry Mizell. Click on that link and look at where this guy is one of the 12 disciples of Satan. He took over for Leonard Millman when he died in 2004. Took $100 trillion he inherited. He's the one that owns the U.S. Treasury now through Blackstone, BlackRock, all that. But here's the point. Look at that link. How does a finance company, nationwide finance company, able to use Department of Defense email system? That's espionage. And he's allowed to do it. You can see it right there. I got the evidence because he was doing cyber attacks, so I had to close down his whole network. 90% of cyber attacks against me over 7 years was as a result of him. Finally, I caught him. But take a look at that. That's how infiltrated we are. Now, I get Bluffdale. I get Atlanta. I get Virginia. I get St. Louis. I get them all, Florida, attacking me all the time. It's the government and their systems. And they use overseas email accounts to do it with. They try to do backlinks, hookups. If you go to some of these websites like Glenn Kennedy owned before it's news, it takes 10 minutes for the damn thing to load. It's because they got so many links in there. They know where everybody that comes to that website, they know it. You come to my website, they don't know it. My site loads in less than 15 seconds. But that's how sophisticated they are. They're hooked into everything to a point they know where you are at by your cell phone with your chip in it. If you want to drive and be private, you don't have to pull your battery. Just get your chip out. About 90% of the phones, the chip will actually come out. It's on the side opposite of the buttons. You just take a tiny screwdriver and pull it out and leave it out while you're driving. Shut the phone off. They cannot track you. Otherwise, they can track you off your cell phone or off cell towers. Now, they've got the 5G towers all across the nation set up. They can hit anybody. And they can mind screw you. I mean, screw with your mind, folks. Implant and embed thoughts into your mind through your friggin' cell phone and or your computer while you're online. That's how sophisticated this is. Because of the InsLaw software. Now, what do you want me to talk about, Michael?
Okay, so let's just hold it right there because we're getting too far off the point.
Okay.
All right, here's the key. The InsLaw program was hijacked by a guy by the name of Robert Maxwell. Who is Robert Maxwell? He is the father of Ghislaine Maxwell. And who is Ghislaine Maxwell? The partner of Epstein. He was a part of an entire program in which it involved the blackmailing of people to manipulate, to get money, power, etc. Now, out of that, Maxwell was able to hijack the InsLaw program. They gave it to Unit 8200. Unit 8200 has their campus of Intel, where they make the CPU. On top of that CPU is the ARC CPU. So when you buy an Intel computer, well, you're having that ARC CPU, which can then open up any program that they want that's attached to that computer. And they demonstrated Unit 8200, which is the equal to the NSA of the United States, but it's in Israel, sits on the top of Mount Zion. And they demonstrated that they could shut down the computers of any waterworks, sewage works, by the push of a button. In other words, that is the reason why Josh Schwab said, we control the world. He's saying it exactly right. They do. Comes right out of Israel, Unit 8200. They have a Silicon Valley out in the Gaza Desert that's huge and mammoth. That's where all of the top programs are made through a program called the Telpiot program. That's where they took young Israelis, brought them through the military, then released them from the military and put them into startups. And you have all of these companies that extend themselves all the way to places like Denver, places like by Denver, New York, wherever, where you have anything to do with computer cyberworks. So there you have it. So that's why it's important to keep in mind who controls who, how they do it, and when people say, China is going to invade the United States. Doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. All China has to do is sit back and wait, let everybody die from the COVID shot. So therein lies the main thing, what we're talking about, the importance of the biological kill shot. And what it means that the weather war that's going on, pushing people out of the country into big cities. Like, I talked to a guy that works for Fry's, and he told me that he was told that they're closing down 70,000 acres in the Coachella Valley and Central California. And that is a big, huge farming area. They're gonna shut it down. And the same thing with the farms that are over in the San Joaquin Valley. They're shutting them down. You have plants that are food plants that are being burned down.
There's been 20 of them, hasn't it?
Yep. And so, consequently, it's them shutting everything down. And so now, the next thing that's important to keep in mind is the border is erupting again. And the cartels got into it, into Juarez and Tijuana. Remember, the people in Mexico do not have a Second Amendment. So when the cartel turns loose, everybody heads for their bunker. Because you become a target, and you may be in the wrong place at the right time. Because there was a gang fight at a prison outside of El Paso, Texas, the cartel got mad, went into town, and shot up Juarez, Mexico. They went into a mini mart and began shooting and killing people and setting it on fire. Setting cars on fire, buses on fire. Because they got pissed off. So everybody runs to the hills because they have no means to defend themselves. Hint, hint, Second Amendment. So that is the latest that is going on now.
That's recently this has all been happening with the cartel.
Last Thursday is when the shootings occurred. And it's very... not understand this is because we have freedom and the Second Amendment. The Mexican average person does not have that. So a cartel member comes on the neighborhood with his buddies carrying fully automatic AK-47s. What do you think? Yep. You better not say anything because you're going to be dead.
What are they killing the people for?
Because it intimidates them and they want to control us. Just like the mafia coming in town and taking over the town and saying, we're going to do what we want to do with what you own. It's okay. Ours, not yours. It's okay. To become a slave.
Okay, now all the cartels tied in with Daddy Bush, with Jeb Bush now, and all of them, and Frank Natares is down there in Arizona running the Indian reservation, basically hauling the drugs in there. Biggest drug lord in the world. Dangerous to say his name, but that's what his name is. And they're controlling, and they have with Solanas, the former president, Solanas, I think his name was, because he was laundering his money through Citicorp, which Milman owned, and Brownstein had to testify before Congress why they were laundering the drug money of Solanas into Citicorp, which he was on the board of directors for Milman. He was one of Milman's attorneys, and Daddy Bush was CI counsel when he was CI director. But I just wanted to bring that up. They've controlled Mexico for years, folks. As Zapata Transport Company, I put on John Carman and other DEA whistleblowers or customs whistleblowers and others, and even got a hearing one time back around 1997, I think it was, where they testified. A couple of the DEA and customs agents, they kept my name out of it, and I was able to get them hooked up, and they actually had a hearing on it, and nothing was ever done, and they're bringing all those drugs through Zapata Transport Company by rail into California, and I mean, it's massive. They'd be pulling 50 to 100 loads, train cars of drugs. Go ahead, John.
So, the border and the people are still pouring across. The Nicaragua, the leftists are expanding out and burning down churches. So that's the new asymmetrical warfare tactic, which will then cause the Nicaraguan to come up here to the United States. And so now you have, on any given day, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people just walking across the border. All the car does is drive up. The occupants of the car get out. There's a well-worn path. They walk across the path. The Rio Grande, folks, is sometimes only 20 yards across, and it's dry. They walk across, come down, sit down, and wait for the Border Patrol to come back and pick them up, and pick them up, process them, and then release them out into the United States. So thank you, Biden administration. And so now we have, for 2021, we had 1.8 million people cross the border.
That's a lot of people.
So I think that's about it, Stu.
Well, I want to talk about, what do you know about this Trump thing that they've got going on, Donald Trump and his raid?
All right, I'm going to say something that I don't understand, but my question is to ask a question.
Go ahead.
I picked up off the internet, Trump came out of a room where a big meeting had occurred, and right next to him was none other than Klaus Schwab, who is the big guy that has said, we now control the world. World Economic Forum. What is Trump speaking with Klaus Schwab? Klaus Schwab is the enemy. And what was Trump's statement? Klaus Schwab is doing a real good job. Klaus Schwab is doing a real good job. We're talking with him to bring back jobs to the United States. What? That doesn't make sense.
No.
Why is Trump meeting with Klaus Schwab, who is the spokesman for this takeover?
Now, Joe, when did he meet with him? When
this
did he...
was like on July 17th.
Okay. Now.
So the question is this a song and dance or what?
I don't know. You know, I was a Trump supporter in the beginning. Of course, helped try to get him elected and push people to vote for him and so on and so forth. But now I look at everything as being, fuck. I mean, this whole thing is just like a stooge game. Everything.
Yeah, I call it a kabuki scene.
Yep. Because all they've done is they've taken over the U.S. Treasury. They did that underneath Donald Trump. And folks, you've got to take...
Okay, now wait. Now here's another important point. Who is the first guy when the shots came along? Who is the first guy to say, "Get the shot, get the shot, get the shot"? Who kept pushing it? Trump. And to say Trump doesn't know any better? Yes, he does. He's worked business with deals with Mnuchin.
That's right. And who did he put in charge of the Treasury? Mnuchin. And who was Mnuchin? He was over there, not Goldman Sachs, but what was the other one? The company he was with. And they were doing those artificial mortgages with Larry Mizell that led to bank bailout in 2008. Nearly ruined the country from their artificial mortgages. Mnuchin was passing them for him. Go ahead.
So that's my answer to the question about Trump. And the thing of it is, all of us knew that those that went back to Washington, D.C., yes, go back there. But whatever you do, be very careful about how you act. And it turned out it was a setup.
You know,
it was a setup. They even had videos of Antifa people who were acting as Trump supporters and rallying them up.
No.
And Trump said, go down and protest, but he was doing a CYA when he said, but peacefully. He's the one that brought the people on January 6th. He said, come, come, come. And it's the same thing down here in Arizona with the big deal about the crooked election. The key on that is not the voting form itself. It's the computer. It's all done on cyberspace.
It's Dominion software.
You got it. Dominion software. And that was even used in the George W. Bush election against, what's his name, the ex-vice president.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Now,
so the point being here is Here we have another diversion. We're going to prove, and all of us who watched the investigation said, this is a red herring. All they're going to do is divert the attention, and nobody will really get to see their findings. And that's exactly what happened.
Now, folks, you can go, because I investigated the Dominion and looked to where the corporate records went. I always go to Colorado Secretary of State online. And if you go there, it's the same thing I found. It's up on my website. It says Dominion Software. It's right there under Breaking News. Click on it, and it shows the corporate structure of this place. It was set up by Norman Brownstein, Daddy Bush's CIA attorney, when he was CIA director in 75. Milman hired him in 72 out of Boulder Law School. Hired him and Mizell that were roommates. Mizell didn't become the attorney. He became an apartment builder for Milman because he got all the HUD properties he could build. He was doing 10,000 new units a year. Became a monster. He now owns the U.S. Treasury, Mizell does. And if you want to look at something else besides Dominion and see where it goes, it's the Walton Family Trust now at their address in Little Rock, Arkansas, now controls Dominion Software. It's been passed to them and was several years back before this election. But you also look at, on my website, it says on Breaking News, it says Silverado Savings Drug Money, BlackRock, owns everything. Look at that video. It's only about 17, 20 minutes long. Take a very close look at the robot doing trading. 20% faster than the humans and 20% smarter than humans. Someone, a former CIA agent, friend of mine, passed that to me from her buddy, who was a former CIA agent, who paid for the production of that video, and he was allowed to go inside that room because of connections and take a picture of this robot. You ought to see him. When the markets are open in Europe, he's going crazy. When the markets are open in America, he's going crazy. 24/7 this thing moves. It's artificial intelligence that was created 15 years ago, folks. And they've known about it for about 10 years. And it's sitting there trading in behalf of a guy that was called Pete Peterson. He's on the Council of Foreign Relations, a director and a member. And that's New World Order crap. But he was Milman's little goon, Leonard Milman in Denver. He owned Silverado. And it was an MDC subsidiary company, Silverado, Neil Bush director, launders $12 trillion of drugs in 9 years. Now, Milman took that drug money and created BlackRock. And that was a company that would, or these Pete Peterson and his associates, would go around buying up all the commercial property in America. Everything, shopping centers, strip centers, the whole bit, anything to do. But they broke out and created Blackstone. And this was about 1998, I think it was. And this was 1988 that he created BlackRock. And Blackstone, I believe, is what the correct name is. Created a financial entity. That financial entity grew. And they grew. And they grew. And they put this artificial intelligence in there 15 years ago into this trading room. And they took over the market. They are the largest bank in the United States. They own the Federal Reserve. They own the U.S. Treasury, folks. They are the U.S. Treasury, period. Blackstone, BlackRock, all this from that artificial intelligence. They are the largest bank in the United States. Now, that's Mizell in Denver, Larry Mizell and Pete Peterson. Now, you got Larry Mizell because of Milman, because he inherited from Meyer Lansky, the Jewish mob. He inherited that bank and all that stuff in Canada, the largest bank. He made subsidiary companies. One was Great West Life of Denver that was involved in breaking Imperial Savings and all kinds of S&Ls across the country. But he created out of that HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, over in, not Japan, but it was in China, I believe, initially, or Hong Kong. Hong Kong is where it's at. If you look up on Google, or hook up on Google to give you alerts on HSBC, you will see that every month they are in trouble with some country for narcotic money laundering. That's where the money was going, out of Silverado to JP Morgan, to over to the Isle of Jersey, and then it would go over to Switzerland into three banks there. But Hong Kong Shanghai Corp was one of the drugs that they hit from Silverado. I just thought I'd throw that out there. So they got the world's largest bank, HSBC, and they've got Blackstone, which owns your U.S. Treasury. And one more thing, Joe. What are they doing right now, Vanguard and BlackRock?
Well, we got to cut this off, so I'm going to end it after this statement.
Okay.
All they're doing is they're going up and they're going to a neighborhood. Say a condominium is going for $250,000, they'll offer $325,000. And that forces the price of the house to go up and up and up and up and up. And pretty soon they can't pay the property tax and the mortgage, and then all of a sudden they're homeless.
Now, they're doing it in Kansas City. Before I left there, they were going in and buying up because they had it on the local news talking about they were offering $25,000 to $50,000 more than the house was listed for, and they were grabbing them as fast as they could, and people were taking the deal, and all they're doing is turning around and using it for rental property and doubling the rent amount is what they're doing. Now, I know a builder in Kansas City, he got a contract for 200 houses for the boys in Denver to build them for rental properties, folks. Where are these people going to be able to afford? California's emptying out because of the drought, because of all the prices of everything have gone through the roof. I mean, what do you got down in Arizona? Homeless every place, don't you, Joe?
Homeless, that is why there is homelessness. I got to cut it off here, Stu.
Okay, buddy. I thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, have a good day. Have a good one, Joe.